I think that when Americans look at the rest of the world, they assume that civilized society should have the same kind of separation of church and state, of religion from public structures that has developed in this democracy. India is often contrasted with the United States as, you know, as such a wildly religious place. How do you think about that and about what is right and proper and healthy in a democracy, in an Indian democracy?
Yeah, I think India is unique, perhaps, as a multicultural nation in the modern world. And it is amazing how it has become so much of like the United States has, was for a long time and still is in some ways a beacon of democracy. And I think India is a beacon of multicultural democracy.
Mm-hmm.
We have today, as you know, a Muslim who is the president of India. We have a Sikh who is a prime minister. And we have an Italian Indian who plays a very important role. And it's and people, and you know, in spite of what we read in papers and all that, I have mingled with Indian families in cities like Calcutta, Bombay, and so on, where Hindus and Muslims and Christians, they are friends and they live quite as neighbors and as very very close friends, even as families sometimes. So that comes from a very long tradition, and that I think is the beauty of India. And I also think that this separation of church and state is in principle a very important and good thing. And I respect the United States for that, as long as it doesn't, even great principles can sometimes go overboard. And if that we don't have in India, when I was there last time, a couple of years ago, I went to your school and I was pleased to see that they still start the schoolwork. All the children stand together and do a prayer. And that was...
And do they do Hindu prayers or...?
It was a Hindu prayer, but it was a prayer for peace. It was not invoking a god or goddess.
Mm-hmm.
It was more what one calls a Shanti Mantra, it's called, a prayer for peace. And that is a very beautiful way of beginning the day, I thought.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just a nice thing to see, you know, as something starting.